It's Thursday?
Hello, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. When it's late, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
We are interrupting the uncensored radio to bring you no rules, just my thoughts. It's amazing Thursday at 9 p.m. I hope everybody's doing okay. I am, as everybody knows, your wonderful and talented Topher. And I have Christian also on the other line. Christian, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great and just as talented and wonderful as you are.
Yes, you are.
Let's not forget
that. What's going on?
Not much, man. A little weird to be here on Thursday, but I like it. A little extra time, a little 9 o'clock start. I see we got some regulars in the chat, so that's a good start for sure.
We do.
And
I'm waiting for everybody else to come on into the chat room.
Absolutely. So what's going on with you? How are you doing today?
I am good. I guess I'm as good as I possibly can be. I have a little bit of bad news. Well, a little bit of upsetting news before we get to the fun and interesting topics. I found out earlier this week that my uncle had pancreatic cancer. They said it was isolated in a tumor or whatever, not, but when they went in to remove it, they found that it was all over the place. So I am so upset because, you know, he's my godfather, he's my uncle, I love him very much, and, you know, they're giving him about 3 to 6 months. So a little bit of bad news. Any warm wishes and thoughts and prayers are definitely helpful. He's going to go through chemo and radiation in the next 3 months, so we're gonna celebrate him being with us as long as we can have him. So any thoughts and prayers that you guys can send would be really appreciated. If I'm not in my chipper spirits today, it's because I've just got a lot going on my mind. So I apologize. But how's everything going for you?
Everything is going good, man. Of course, sorry for what's going on with your family, and definitely we'll keep you guys in our thoughts and prayers and hope all goes well. I'm sure the listeners feel the same. But, everything's going well over here. Busy with the house stuff, like I talked about on Tuesday. It seems like, you know, I'll work all day and then come home and got to do stuff here. As soon as I'm done here, I got some stuff to clean up. But we're getting there. We got most of the important stuff done. And I'm excited that tomorrow we'll finally get a little bit of a break from house and work. We're going to go see Robin Williams, the amazing comedian and actor here in Charleston. He's got a comedy show he's doing. I'm really excited about that.
I didn't know about that. That's awesome. We need to try to get him on the show.
Yeah, right? I know. Yeah, I'll work my magic. I'll try to talk to him.
Oh, yeah. And you can put on your little sleuth hat that says Holy City Center, and it just kind of slips in the fact that we do no rules, just mics. And I really have to meet you. I've got all these business cards that I have to give you. It's seriously like 250 business cards, and I just need to be able to get those out. And I have not been able to do that because I've not been able to get a hold of you. Because you're either working or you're doing the house or I'm busy or whatever. But we've got.
Yeah, I know. And it looks like, I'm looking in the chat right now, not to go too far off topic, but it looks like some of our buddies are having some problems with the chat. Not too sure what's going on. I was having problems a minute ago, but everything seems to be working well for me right now.
It's because Blog Talk Radio sucks.
Yeah, right, I know. Sorry, guys, we can't afford to buy out a real radio wavelength. So I guess Person's got no sound, but Allison was giving off some advice, I think. I guess the advice is to just play it in your default player and everything should be okay. Burson says he's reloaded and we're good. So, all right, well, hopefully everybody's in now. Thanks for joining us. You haven't missed too much, just our general banter to start off. But thanks for tuning in on this Thursday at 9. We appreciate it. We've got some good topics coming up, I know. Something that may hit close to home. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And forewarning, I have discovered some of the sound effects, so I may be randomly playing them, so do not be alarmed. I think I'm going to be a master at it, so just prepare. It's going to be pretty sweet. But anyway, for those who didn't have sound, like we were mentioning, busy with stuff, but going to see Robin Williams tomorrow. He, Robin Williams, just got Twitter a day or two ago, so you can check him out on there. He even tweeted, one of his first tweets was, "Hitting the road, see you in Charleston soon." So that was pretty exciting, knowing that we're going to be, you know.
What's his Twitter thing?
I think it's just Robin Williams, at Robin Williams, but I'll double check while we're doing this here.
I love Robin Williams. If I can spell Robin Williams,
at Robin Williams. That's exactly what it is. And he just joined yesterday,
oh, there
the 23rd.
He is.
And the first tweet was about Charleston. He's going to be here tomorrow night. I'm excited because I will be there. He's already up to 47,000 followers in, you know, less than 24 hours. So a little bit ahead of me.
Because he's he's Robin Williams. I mean, everybody fucking loves Robin Williams. If you don't love Robin Williams,
right,
then there's something wrong with you.
Have you ever seen his stand-up? He has, like, a DVD that's out from, I think, something he did in New York City a few years back. Have you ever seen it?
I did. That was very funny.
Dude is crazy.
This guy does. Yeah, he's out of his mind. He really is. But I really think that he is probably the most genuinely funny person I think that I've met, that I've seen, that doesn't try. You know, he's just naturally just funny with the voices and with just kind of just the way his mind wraps around things is a little bit creepy, but I fucking dig him. I think he's awesome.
Absolutely. He's a man for sure. But I guess people are still having some problems with the chat. We apologize. I wish we had some, or not just the chat, I guess just listening to us in general. Maybe the best thing to hear us would just be to call in to the number you see up there. I think it's like a 323 area code. That may be the best way to hear us. I don't know at this point in time, but we appreciate you guys trying.
Right. Well, they don't see the number that we do, but the number is, if you guys just want to call in, you guys can call in. It's going to say, if you guys want to talk to the host, press 1. You don't have to unless you want to talk to us. But the number is 323-417-6705. 323-417-6705. You can hit 1 anytime that you want during this show. If you want to kind of chime in on the conversation that we have a lot of hot topics that I think that you guys, as much as I know you guys, I think you're probably going to want to have something to say. So we'll take a little bit of time for each of you if you guys want to kind of call in.
That's word to call in if you can hear.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Chris Burson just kind of said what I said. Call in, because apparently Blog Talk, the chat room's just not working, and neither is the stupid player or whatever not. I'm not technically savvy, and I don't pretend to, but if you call 323-417-6705, you can listen to the show on your phone. And if you guys want to chime in, just press 1, and you guys can kind of be a part of the show if you'd like to. I think, Christian, it is your job and it is your task as a host for No Rules, Just Mics, that you try to hunt Robin Williams down and see if he can be on the show. And I think everybody in the chat room needs to follow Robin Williams, which is at Robin Williams, and tell him that he needs to do his next interview with No Rules, Just Mics. And if you attach us, we will absolutely retweet it. And if he responds, we will get everybody who's participated to ask a question. And we will drill Robin Williams. And we're going to call this segment Drilling Robin Williams. How about that?
That sounds good to me. Maybe with, you know, being so new to Twitter, a few random tweets like that, you know, he's not being completely bombarded yet. If you see something repeating, who knows?
Yeah, I'm just saying, he might just be interested in talking to us. And to have Robin Williams on our show would be an amazing feat.
So all you guys who's listening, everybody who's in the chat room, everybody who's listening on the phones, and everybody who's listening on demand, follow Robin Williams at Robin Williams and tell him to be the first guest on mine and Topher's radio show, No Rules, Just Mics. And if you add us, we will absolutely retweet and favorite that. That way he can get as many kind of hits on his Connect page as possible. I do want to stop for just a second and let you know that No Rules, Just Mics is actually
We're improving what we started off with. We are actually coming up with a No Rules, Just Mics logo. There's going to be about 4 or 5 different pictures that we're going to post on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/No Rules, Just Mics. And you can look at all the photos. And what I want is I want everybody to vote for the photo that you think should be the No Rules, Just Mics logo. The one with the most votes is obviously going to be our logo from here on out. And we are going to do business cards and coasters and bumper stickers and T-shirts. And we're going to, if you guys want one for a nominal fee, we'll be able to send those to you. And that way you guys can promote No Rules, Just Mics where you are also. And that way you can get the word out. But more on that in a little bit once I get those images set up. We're also talking about possibly doing a No Rules, Just Mics website. I'm still working on that. I'm getting ready to talk to Karen. I was talking to Jeff yesterday about it. There's still some things in the works, but we're working on that. And for our Charleston listeners, we are actually going to have a Charleston news segment hosted by Christian. Christian is actually going to do a Holy City Center segment for the upcoming things that's going on in Charleston and the stuff that for our Charleston listeners, the stuff that 95SX is not telling you. And I know there's a lot of stuff because Christian kind of has the ins on all that. So we're actually going to do a lot of Charleston talk also. So we've got a lot of really awesome things coming on in the next couple of weeks. So I really hope that you guys tune in, listen to us, because I really, really think you guys are going to be excited. Oh, fuck you, Christian.
What? What are you talking about? I'm just...
Yeah,
I
saw what you wrote in the chat
room.
Bullshit. I saw what you wrote in the chat room. Whatever. Anyway. So that's kind of what's going on with us. I do want to break into the hot topic because I want to find out what everybody's thoughts are on this. It's not necessarily a taboo topic, but it's definitely a topic I think that's worth discussing. I was listening to the radio, and it was about they kind of talked on a segment about this couple, their boyfriend and girlfriend, and she got kicked out of her house for whatever reason, and he offered for her to live with him. Their relationship was only a few, probably about a month or two into the relationship. And he flat out asked her if it was okay for her to live with. Now, the hot topic is, what do you guys think on people living together before you get married? I know that it's been a big thing back in like the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, and so on. And then as we kind of move more towards the new millennium, that's become less and less the trend. But I want to hear from both sides. So if you have a story that says that living together before you get married is a good thing, I want to hear about it. If you have living together before you get married is a bad thing, or, you've waited until you got married and then you guys live together and it's either working out great or no, it didn't work out. I really want to hear what you guys have to say. So if you want to call in to 323-417-6705 and then press number 1, I will see that you guys want to talk and we can absolutely talk about that. I think it's a really, really good topic to kind of throw out there. So I want to hear what you have to say. Christian, I know that you're in a great relationship with a great girl, and I know that you're not married, but I also know that you guys just bought a house together. So, Dick.
True, we did. So obviously you can guess where I stand on that topic. I'm obviously okay with it. I have no problem with it. My family, I think my parents did the old-fashioned way where they didn't live together until they were married, but they never pressed that onto me. They never had an issue with me living with a girl I was dating or anything. I have absolutely no issue with it whatsoever. For me, the experience has gone, either way it could go. It's gone terribly one time and it's gone great this time. It all depends. Every person is different, and some people could jump in, 3 days into it. In fact, someone that I used to work with, Brought a guy home. Yeah, I know it sounds bad, but I don't think anything happened. Maybe it did. I don't know. But nonetheless, brought a guy home from the bar. The guy, like, crashed at her place. And, like, the dude basically never moved out. And they are now married and have been together for a few years. And by all accounts, everything seems to be going really well. That would not work for everyone. Some people, you got to wait. But honestly, besides the moral standpoint, which is I could care less if guys and girls are living together, I think you have to live with someone before you get married, because, or at least have some kind of concept of what it's going to be like to live with them, because people are completely different animals when you live with them sometimes. I knew best friends in college, now granted this is same sex, you know, a girl and a girl or a guy and a guy, who moved in together, and they were the best of friends and just absolutely hated living together. That can happen with couples, too. You can find out someone's a little bit messier than you thought, or, you know, they come out all cleaned up and ready to go when you guys are in separate places, but then you see that they're kind of lazy all day. You know, who knows? There's any number of things that can go wrong. So me, personally, I would have to live with someone before marriage or any other further steps, because I got to know what it's like to spend every single day with them, because you're going to be spending every single day with them if you get married, you know, for the rest of your life, you know, supposedly. So I think it, you have to, and it's not for everybody, and that's fine. You know, morally, some people just aren't into it, but it just makes sense to me. And I know that you're probably on the same side as me, because you and Matt lived together before you guys had your commitment ceremony. So, same idea.
Yes. Matthew and I met in January of 2004. It was probably about... Goodness, I'm really not a whore. I'm really not. It was probably about a few weeks after that. I think, shut the fuck up. I think that when you know that it's the right person, and it's for me anyway, because I despise dating, because everybody in Charleston, especially, I'm not going to stereotype. A lot of people in Charleston, and I know quite a few people in the gay community in Charleston that are very much into the kind of like the hump 'em and dump 'em situation, and I was never a part of that. I was never a one night stand type of guy. I wasn't into any of that. So for me, it really took a lot for me to trust somebody. But when I met Matthew, it was literally after a couple of hours. I went home with him. And hold on, let me finish. I went home with him, but I went to his house. I left my car at the bar. I went in his car, and he took me to his place, and we literally talked from, I think it was like 1:30 to about 5:45, when I said, I got to go to bed. I've got to be at work in about 2.5 hours. We talked the entire time. We had such a good time together. When we went to bed, we went right to sleep. I mean, it was, nothing happened for the first month, because that's my rule. I have high standards for myself. I'm not going to give it up if I don't think that you're worth it. And if you can last a month with me and not get any, then you're definitely somebody that's worth having any kind of emotional interest in. But it was literally after a few weeks. I had my toothbrush there. I had a drawer. I had a portion of the closet. I really just kind of moved myself in, because I wanted to be around him so much. I wanted to be with him. I wanted to get to know this guy, because I really felt this connection. I really felt like we were going to go someplace. I felt that energy. And you know, it might happen for some people. It might be love at first sight. I can definitely chalk it up to that. But literally, we've been inseparable since 2004. You know, no breakups. You know, a lot of people kind of, they get together and they break up for a little bit and then they get back together. That never happened. We've been going solid for 9 years. And, you know, I think that's amazing. But I literally moved in probably about 2 or 3 months after we met with him. And then he and I moved into his place. And then that December of 2004, he and I got our own place closer to where we worked. And it's been that way ever since. We had an apartment together, and then we bought our house in 2007. And I tell you what, very, very happy, very happy. I think it works, because then you get to see and you get to decide. You get to see first who this person is. Because a lot of times when you're with somebody and you're just kind of like casually dating, or you're dating but you have separate homes, I think that your true self is definitely coming out, but there are little idiosyncrasies and those little quirks and pet peeves that you have. Like, you like to leave shit all over the place. You like to leave, you know, gum wrappers and string cheese wrappers all over the place. Or if you're in a straight relationship, you know, your girlfriend likes to leave a wad of hair in the bottom of the drain, which is fucking disgusting. Or if you're in a same-sex relationship, you know, are they too neat? Are they a little bit too flamboyant? I mean, what's their decor like? There's a lot of stuff that kind of goes into it. And personally, for me, I don't think I want to jump into a committed relationship marrying somebody and then finding out that there are these little quirks that, you know, if they pee, like I know I have a very good friend that if she pees, that she pees and she doesn't flush because she feels like she's saving water. And she'll go into the bathroom 3 or 4 different times just to pee, and she'll leave it.
Ew.
No, that's fucking disgusting. I know.
Yeah. No, deal breaker.
Like for me, yeah, it's really one of those things where it's like, it's a good thing that I know this now rather than marrying you and I see your urine in the bathroom and I say, baby, you forgot to flush. Oh, no, I'm saving it up. I want to save water. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, some stuff you can overcome or you can look past, you know. There's some stuff that my girlfriend does that will, you know, annoy me or irk me and vice versa. And believe me, the things I do annoy the crap out of her way more than anything she does. But, you know, there's always going to be that way. But you find out that they're not big deals and they're things that you can deal with, or there's things that maybe you don't realize you do. Like, she'll call me out on something and I might not even know I was doing it. And you're like, oh, wow, yeah, I suck. I shouldn't be doing this at all. So for me, it's worked out incredibly well, you know, for many different reasons, obviously. But I think I found any possible bad habit that she may have, and there's nothing that's a deal breaker. So I think that's important because the other thing is, you know, you're going to get on each other's nerves, and that happens sometimes when people move in with each other. And that's inevitable. I don't think there's anybody out there who won't get a little upset or snappy or something once in a while. I mean, that's just the way it is. But some people find out that they just cannot do it. Now, let's, before, you know, I don't want this to go too far and I forget everybody because we asked them to chime in. And no one's calling in, but that's okay. They're furiously typing in the chat room, which appears to be working. I'm going to hit on Allison first here. She says she believes that it's okay. You know, for people to move in with each other, can only help the relationship, especially if the couple wants to get married. I agree with that. You know, that's pretty much what we've been saying. iShy Fan says that their sister did that, and she even had their first son before they were married, mainly because they were in their 30s. So it worked out for them. They even had a kid before they were married. You know, just keep on doing their thing, living together, and if it works, it works. Allison then chimed in again saying that her best friend is living with her boyfriend for a few years, but now she has a child by the person who she lived with while she was in high school. That sounds like there's a little bit of drama there. So
it sounds like Allison should just call in and give us the 411.
Yeah, so your friend lives with a boyfriend now, or has been living with a boyfriend for a few years. Is she still with, or was she still with that guy when she became pregnant by the old boyfriend she lived with? That sounds pretty awesome as far as drama is concerned.
This is No Rules, Just Mics. This isn't Jerry Springer. But Allison, you've got to call in. I've got to figure out what the hell is going on.
Sharonda, who I've never seen in our Tuesday night show, so thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. We usually are on Tuesdays at 8. Where you been? Come see us on a normal day. But she says living together before marriage is not really a big deal. Depends on the relationship. Best to live together before marriage so you can know everything about each other, kind of agreeing with us there. Everybody kind of on the same page, saying that, you know, it's different for every person. Burson chimes in saying, yeah, essentially the same thing. Does not mean that it'll work out, but vice versa. You know, it can go either way.
It can. I want to hear from the people who believe that you really should wait till marriage. I know that it's probably going to be a lot of religious people, and I'm okay with that. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, like, religious beliefs that you really should wait. before until you're married, before you live with your person. So if that's your belief, I mean we're not gonna dog you. I really just want to find out your point of
yeah.
view and your thought behind it. So you know, really call in. I really want to hear what you guys have to say. Whether
you know
you're
what,
for it or whether you're against it and your personal stories. I'd love to hear that.
The religion side of things, I agree with you. If that's your deal, I mean, more power to you. Same with, sex before marriage or anything that has to do with religion. You know, do what you do. If that's what makes you happy, that's great. Good for you. The thing that I don't like is I see a lot of people who are either faux religious and they claim that they're that way, and they're really not. And, they'll rush into something, just because they're trying to be religious, but they really don't want to be, and they'll rush into marriage. I've seen situations like that just fall apart. Same with people who are having sex before marriage, get knocked up, and then feel like they have to get engaged or rush into it due to family pressures and things like that. That stuff just drives me nuts. When you see people preaching, and then do something like that, they try to skirt the religious system. It's not
right.
meant to be skirted. You either do it or you don't. That stuff kind of bothers me.
Yeah, I agree. And we're going to touch on that in just a few minutes. But I have a caller on the line. I have 570.
You were on the air.
This is Allison.
Oh, hey.
Allison.
Yes. First time calling in.
Well, I appreciate
well,
you calling
appreciate
in.
It.
How's it going?
Good. What I was trying to refer to, because could not get it all out, my friend has been living with the same guy since she was in high school. It's a messed up situation, not in and of itself. And they now have been living together for several years previous living together for quite a while. And she's 22, and she has a kid by this same person.
Okay, so her high school boyfriend is the same boyfriend
yeah.
that she's
yeah.
living with, and that's the same boyfriend that she has a kid
Correct.
With.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was a little choppy. I was like, whoa, we really need to tune into Allison because Allison
yeah.
got this kid.
Yes, I.
got
a
I think we just
trying to type
we,
quick.
We just saw
I
what we wanted to saw.
Yeah. No problem.
Awesome. So when if you're in a relationship with somebody, is there a point where you would say, would you feel comfortable moving in with somebody before you're married, or are you okay with the whole let's move in together, let's see how this works before I figure out whether or not I hate your guts? Are you on one side of the fence or the other?
I would move in with someone just for the simple fact that true colors will come out, and it really wouldn't be the best situation for both parties. So
right. I hear you. Well,
yeah.
We appreciate you calling in and clearing up the story, because we seriously were going to send you to Jerry Springer, because that was the shit.
Yeah,
but I appreciate
I know,
you calling in.
I know. No problem.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Allison. Well,
all right. And we've got another caller.
Awesome. Now, this caller may be calling in just to listen because we're having issues in the chat room again. But let's put him on the spot.
He's got a little doodad saying, "I want to be on the air."
All right. Well, then I guess they don't have a
Hello?
Choice.
Hello.
I did hit one.
Ah, there he is, Toku.
Yes, she did hit one. What's going
no,
on, Toku?
No, actually, I was... This, what Allison was saying brought up a good point that I want to bring up. There was one girlfriend. We're just going to call her Anna. I'm not going to give out full names, but let's keep it at that. She, I moved 250 miles west of my hometown just to live with her. I lived with her, and while I was there, mind you, 250 miles away from my hometown, about 3-hour drive, not fun.
Right.
I moved out there just to be with her, and while I'm out there, she decides to cheat on me with a 17-year-old.
Oh no. Man. That sucks.
That's not even the beginning of it, though.
Sad horn.
Okay. No, that it gets worse, dude. Really
get that sad horn ready, Topher.
Oh, you're going to need more of the sad horn for this. Okay. While I'm there, one of her best friends that was hanging out, that lives at the same apartment complex as her, had a stroke. And the week after I left, she died.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
There's no sound bit for that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And the worst part is the lady who died was a 17-year-old mother.
Oh, man.
Oh, totally.
Wow.
So that's not just sad horn. That's shooting off both your feet and your legs with a nice 20-gauge shotgun.
Oh, my God. That's karma at its best. That sucks. Ugh.
Oh.
You...
So, yeah.
God.
That, I figure you'd like that little story.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So you've done it for somebody. You were in a position, and things kind of went sour. Would you do it again?
Would I live with a girl again? Yes, but I'd have to date her for about a couple months, or
mm-hmm.
at least 3-4 months separate before I even gave it a shot to do that again. Because quite honestly, that was just... I'll tell you, after that happened, I had to go live in this... Okay, so there was another friend of hers, quote-unquote, I use the word friend loosely in this, that he allowed me to live in his spare apartment until I could get a ride out. Well,
right.
that lasted 2 days. And so during that time, I start dating my ex's friend, who happens to have just turned 18, luckily. So I'm not in the same boat, but she lives in the next town east. So literally, I have to go home, which 250 miles. Then about 2, 3, 4 weeks later, I go back out west to pick up this girl and head back to my hometown. So it was one of those holy fuck moments.
Yeah.
That was probably the worst month of my life.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
I'm
sounds that way.
Yeah.
So,
well, I appreciate you calling in. I really do. I love your stories, and I love that you call in, and I love it that you tell us your personal life. I know that's kind of hard to do, but keep doing it, because...
Well,
I eat your shit up. I mean, wow, that's had an awful. Oh my God, I eat your stories up because they're so good. Yes,
I do want to say before we finish up here about Tuesday. I'm sorry I went on that little tirade, but when you discuss something like that
no, I hear you.
That was the first Toku's rant for Uncensored Radio.
Well,
right.
you brought up a lot
that.
Of really
I
good
no
points.
Problem.
You brought
up
a
no
lot of really
with
good
it.
Points.
It was good radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. But thank you so much for calling in tonight. I really appreciate it. You've got such good stories.
Life sucks.
It kind of does sometimes. Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to chill and listen in.
Yeah. So what I was going to say, you know, Christian, you were talking about moving in with your significant other and how, you know, relationships kind of just don't pan out.
Right. I've got my own little soapbox that I'm going to stand on for just a second. I think it's kind of funny how, you know, relationships that you know, these innocent little relationships that, you know, people get married or, you know, they fall in love and then they break up and then they get back together because they have, you know, it was like one drunken night and he got her pregnant and then they decide they're going to get married because now they have a kid and
right.
they have a reason to be together and the relationship's just all messed up, you know, whatever. You know, when they talk about destroying the sanctity of marriage, I really want to know what they're actually talking about.
Yeah,
I've been with Matthew for 9 years. I know of another couple that's been with, they've been together for, Stu and Mickey, they've been together for 6 years. I know of another couple that's been together for 22 years. I know of another couple that's been together for 17 years. I know of a couple that's been together for 30 years. When you talk about who's destroying the sanctity of marriage, I mean, everybody knows how much I love Britney Spears, but seriously, a 52-hour marriage before you get an annulled, I mean, that's kind of
right.
a slap in the face to all your gay fans. One, the whole Anna Nicole Smith thing where, you know, she married this 97,000-year-old man because he had a lot of money and then he died like 6 months later. I mean, what's really
yep.
destroying the sanctity of marriage? That's
absolutely.
Kind of what I'm saying. You know,
I mean, celebrities, no one does it worse than celebrities, you know, the quick marriages like that. But we read, what was it, a few months ago now, it's been a while, we did the prenuptial agreements, and we said, oh, what would be your prenuptial if you could, you know, pretty much get away with anything. And we were reading these ridiculous prenups that normal everyday people, these weren't celebrities, had written into their prenuptials, and it just showed you how ridiculous, like, marriage is. I mean, exactly, what sanctity of marriage? If you want to uphold that personally, that's awesome, good for you. But it's the people,
right.
like you said, that are anti-gay marriage or, you know, are anti-anybody getting married, there is no sanctity of marriage. Each individual person or couple, I should say, they're responsible for it, and everybody should strive for that because I do think it is important. But it is a joke, you know, like, it's nowhere near what it used to be. I mean, lawyers, it's got to be like a $1 billion business for, you know, divorce lawyers and stuff. It's just like anything else that's out there, people are trying to make money on it. The sanctity of marriage has been gone for a long, long time. You got that right.
Right. Now, I'm not saying that every gay relationship, that every gay couple, you know, they're monogamous and they're together and it's
not.
A healthy
right,
relationship.
Right.
There are a lot of fucked up gay relationships and there are a lot of fucked up straight relationships.
Exactly.
It's par for the course. You're going to have some good ones and you're going to have some bad ones. But I find it kind of funny that you know, relationships, and it's not even just, you know, famous people. It's, you know, you have people who live in, I'm going to use West Virginia, not because I don't like West Virginia, but because it's kind of like the running gag is that you can marry your sister as long
right,
as
right.
she's either one pregnant or 2 14. You can marry her if you want to. I mean, that's your prerogative, you know, but there are a lot of Republicans out there that are saying that this is okay. Yes, this is fine, but gay relationships are not fine. The people who've been together for, you know, 30 years, that's not okay. I don't accept that. But, you know, Billy Bob and Mary Sue, who have the same mother and father, because they got knocked up, it's okay for them to get married.
Right,
I don't
exactly. know. No, none of it makes sense. The world never does.
No.
But, yeah, that's something that is real. Is gay marriage has become legal or at least commitment ceremonies are being recognized by certain states and things, and it keeps expanding and expanding. You start, I think a lot of people who didn't know any better, for whatever reason, whether it was complete ignorance or not wanting to know the truth, they're starting to see that a gay couple is absolutely no different than a straight couple. And that means with good and bad, you know, one couple is perfect. Not one couple is doing it right. But yeah, that's how it seems.
Yeah, exactly. I was looking on CNN, and I believe it was New Hampshire that I think it wasn't unanimous, but it was like 52-19 in favor of gay marriage in New Hampshire, and they're getting ready to bring it to the Senate. So more states literally every month are starting to pass, you know, gay marriage rights. And that's probably another hot topic. I know that a lot of people probably have, I know that there are people out there that know gay people, and I know that there are people out there who are either or for gay marriage because they know, they because of personal experiences, because they know people who have been together for years and years. But does it really affect you? I guess that's going to be my next question, kind of piggybacking on the whole living together before you're married. Does it really bother you? Does it affect you? Does it impact your life? Do you have an opinion on it one way or another? Does it bother you
No.
to know that a couple is wanting to get married because they love each other regardless of gender? Or do you feel that marriage is really should be, you know, described as between a man and a woman? Do you really feel that? Even though you have gay friends, even though you're very pro-gay, does the idea of marriage still fall within a man between a man and a woman? That's my question.
Yeah, and you know where I stand. I obviously, you know, agree with all your thoughts and processes on that. But yeah, there are people out there that I've met that will say, "Oh, I've got no problem with people who choose that lifestyle. I have no problem with that. That's cool." But yeah, they would still be like, "Oh, well, no, but not marriage. I can't do that." You know, so it seems like they're accepting, but not really. But that it goes
right
back, you know, like you said, like living together before you're married, having kids and you're not married, all that kind of stuff. Why do people care? I mean, if it's your family, as far as the you know, moving in before you're married, you know, parents having certain standards they want their children to meet, you know, that's one thing. I'm not saying it's right for a parent to try to dictate what their child should do, but at least it's the family. And, you know, it's not some outsider where it really does not affect you in any way, shape, or form. So who cares? As long as people aren't causing anybody else any kind of physical or emotional harm, you know, they're not killing people, I don't care what you do in your spare time, whether that's being gay or living with someone before you're married, not wanting to get married, not wanting to have kids, wanting to have a lot of kids, having some weird habit. As long as you're not harming anybody and you're happy, who gives a crap? Why do people care so much about what everybody else does? I do not get it and never will.
Right. Right.
I mean, you're in it more than I am. You know, I've been judged for things moving in, whether it be by friends who think you're doing something too soon or parents kind of like on the fence about it. And I've been judged, but I don't think anywhere near what you may have. And I don't even know if you have, whether it's family, friends, or otherwise, if you've actually felt it or not. But you know, I'm sure you felt pressure more just for, you know, one, being gay, two, being openly gay, and being in a long-term relationship. You know, do you feel pressure from outside, especially here in the South, or has it really not been an issue for you?
So when I first came out, it was good Lord, it was 2001. Yeah, it was May of 2001. I can't. Good Lord, fuck, I'm old. All right, moving on. I came out in 2001 to my mom, and I told her. And she kind of, now I preface this with, I love my mother very much. She's my inspiration. She's every ounce of energy that I want to be. My mother is probably one of the most amazing people on the planet, and I love her, and we have a great relationship, and she loves Matthew, and she's so supportive, and I couldn't ask for a better mother unless you were Sally Field. Now, if I had Sally Field as a mother, that's a different story. But when I first came out, because we were brought up Roman Catholic, which means that you hate yourself for pretty much everything. She wasn't all that accepting of it. It wasn't that she didn't approve, it's that she didn't know how to accept it because she knew what she was taught, and she said, "Well, I have to go with what my beliefs are, you know, this is not the right way to live, blah, 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 you know."
Mm-hmm.
And I understood that because I grew up with that kind of, with that environment. All of my aunts and uncles and family kind of from, you know, we all went to church. Everybody went to Mass on Christmas. So, I mean, I kind of got that. But after a while, you know, I really had to decide what's going to be the right path for me because my, you know, I needed to choose, am I going to be happy or am I going to live the life of disappointing my mother.
Right.
Now,
right.
My mother is in no way disappointed in me at all. I think it was once I met Matthew and I brought her over to meet him. We went after, you know, we had a really good time. It was a lot of fun, but I walked her to her car because I'm a good son. And I walked to her car and I said, "Mom, I know this is hard for you, and I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you doing this." And she looked at me and she says, "Christopher, I'm so proud of you, and I'm very happy that you found somebody that's good to you, somebody that treats you good." Because I'm not gonna lie, I was on a really, really weird path. I wasn't into anything. I wasn't into anything bad. But I was really just kind of a lost gay kid. I really didn't want to fit in the crowds because I didn't feel like I fit in anywhere because I just came out. So I still had that mindset of just being just that awkward person. So I really
right.
didn't have many friends. But you know, she was kind of concerned about, you know, the path that I would take. She wanted to make sure that I was okay, that I was safe. The minute she met Matthew, all that went away, and she's been the most accepting, loving advocate for me. I'll call her, and she says, "Hey, how's everything going? How's Matthew? He's fine. I'm good, too, but he's fine."
Yeah, right,
so,
right.
I mean, she's really just been she's been an amazing, amazing woman, an amazing mother, and a great supporter.
Yeah, and that's not hyperbolic at all. I've met your mother on a couple of occasions, but most notably at your commitment ceremony, which I was very, very happy and proud to be a part of and excited and honored.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
She was there, and she was awesome. She was, you know, she was smiling away, and she was so excited. I mean, everybody was. I mean, Matthew's parents, too, your sister, your brother, you know, everybody was just, it was awesome. Everybody had a great time. But, yeah, that's for sure. Your mom was, there was no faking it. There was no worry. You know, she knew you were happy. She knew you were doing the right thing. It was really awesome to see, because I hadn't met yours or Matthew's family, really. Like, I'd met a couple of the younger crowd here and there, but not
right.
parents and older folks, and it was awesome to see how everybody, I mean, it was no different than any other wedding that I had been to or been to since. Everybody's just happy,
well,
you know, joyful, proud, all that good stuff. So it was great.
That's awesome. And I'm so glad that you were there. I really am.
Yeah.
I have a photo of us, you know, the whole group, you, me, Matthew,
yeah, yeah.
and everybody else standing in the living room. That's one of my favorite photos.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's really just friends that I really cared about, people who really kind of meant something to me.
Mm-hmm.
They were all introduced by you. So I have to say, you know, I really appreciate you just allowing Matthew and I to be a part of your life. But as far as just going out to, like, restaurants and stuff like that, you know what? They may look and they may say stuff, but I tell you what, I don't pay attention to it. I'm really just kind of oblivious to any kind of looks or you know, snide comments off to the side. Unless you blatantly, you know, say something to me, I don't listen to it. I don't pay attention. I'm completely not in tune with that, so I don't hear and I don't see, you know, the pointing and the snickering and the bad comments or whatever not. So
it,
you know,
it
really doesn't faze me.
Yeah,
I know
I live
in,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know I live in South Carolina, which is probably one of the most Bible-thumping places that you could ever live. But it's really, well, every year it's becoming more and more progressive. The younger crowd, because there's a whole bunch of colleges that's downtown, and then like the Tri-County area, Berkeley, Dorchester, and Charleston. I mean, it's really becoming a very youthful place. It's becoming a more hip and modern place to be. And Charleston's been voted one of the most amazing places to visit and one of the most funnest places to visit, and we have the most attractive people. Right, Christian?
It's true. It's been proven. It's online. We have the most attractive. Well, all right, we did a couple years ago. We fell a little bit, but we're on the way back up. But, yes, we were voted like 3 years ago the most attractive locals, which they must not have seen us the last couple years for some reason. But
right.
Yeah, no, that is true. No, Charleston is a great place. I mean, I absolutely adore it. I mean, obviously, I talk about it all the time. I have a whole website dedicated to it. But it's more, much more liberal than the rest of the state. I mean, I know off the top of my head at least two gay clubs, you know, that are here. You know, those are, like, outright advertised as such. There may even be a couple that, you know, don't advertise it but would be considered a gay bar or what have you. And then we did have one that was designated, like, a lesbian bar, and that one unfortunately shut down, but it was a good time. In fact, on Matt, Topher, yours and Matt's, quote-unquote, bachelor party, me and our mutual friend Jeff, that was our night out. We bring you to the chart, which was this lesbian bar. So we had two single straight guys. I was single at the time, and two gay guys who were about to be married. That was our quote unquote bachelor party for you, was going to a lesbian bar, which is all sorts of wrong for so many reasons, because none of the people there were interested in us at all. And usually bachelor parties involve something that the party that you're throwing it for would be into. And a lesbian bar, I would not see that being something you guys would be into. However, we had a blast there. It was a good time.
And you know what? Back then, any time that you hung out with Jeff, it was always going to be a good time. But my favorite was that he was friendly Mac on this chick who was obviously a lesbian. And we were dancing.
Right.
We were dancing while we were playing pool, and the girl grabs me. She's like, oh, my God, come dance with me. And Jeff's jaw was on the floor. He was like, are you serious, man? You have to be gay to get hooked up with a girl? At a gay bar, you kind of have to. You have to show your card.
It's either a bunch of lesbians, and I mean, that's the majority, who obviously have no interest in you if you're a guy, and then the straight girls that are there are there because they probably wanted to get away from guys for whatever reason. They have no interest on a horny, young, college-age straight guy when they're in that bar. Our poor friend did not realize that, but anyway.
No, and he embarrassed the shit out of himself, and then we had to go. Losers.
Yeah. Well... I do have to
make a side comment that I'm going back and reading as we're talking the statements that you guys are putting in the chat room, and it warms my heart to see that you guys are so supportive. Toku, Aishai Stan, Sharonda, Allison, it makes me feel like the country's moving in the right direction, and if I can give you all a big hug, I really would, because it means a lot to me that you guys, one, are so supportive of gay rights, one, supportive of me, and then two, supportive of the show that Christian and I are trying to put on. It's hard to have one gay guy and one straight guy put on a show and have people be interested, but I think we're really pulling it off, and it's because of the fans like you that we really do this. And you know, Chris Barrison, I'm pretty sure that you love me as well, but I, you know, you didn't put it there because you're too macho. I get it. That's fine. You can love me in private. That's okay. But I know that you do. So I just want to say thank you, and that it means a lot to me that you guys are so passionate about equal rights for everybody. And I think that's kind of what we all stand for, especially with the Uncensored Radio family and Chick Chat. And I don't know about Jake Petlin, but I think he's kind of cute. So I'm going to say that he's also for gay rights and our show. So, I mean, I'm glad that you guys listen to us.
Yeah, we don't get a whole lot of controversy, which is fine. I mean, we're not trying to. That's what the real radio folks try to do. They try to drum up controversy. But it's good to see, people agreeing with us. And although that just kind of validates our own personal beliefs and doesn't really challenge us, there's nothing wrong with that, and especially when it comes to this. I don't think this is a belief that should be challenged. But so we're sorry if you're here for drama. We'll try to drum up some. The best we can usually do is our little games that we play with Would You Rather. It tends to gross people out. But honestly, thank you for listening. I see a lot of these same names over and over again, Allison, Burson, Aishai Fan, Toku, and some new people. I know we got a couple guests in there. I don't know who you are, but thank you for listening. Sharonda, I've never seen you in our chat before. We appreciate you. You probably came here looking for something else, but thank you for coming in and listening, and come join us normally on Tuesdays. And Johnny, I know I've seen your name a couple of times. I think you're a regular Thursday night guy, not Tuesday, but we appreciate it. Come check us out. And once again, you know, we have ideas in our head. I know you probably had some ideas of what you want to talk about tonight, and I did too. So we only got through, like, one, maybe two topics because, you know, people called in, which we really appreciate, Toku and Allison.
You know, we enjoy hearing your sides and stuff.
Right. Ooh, I have a caller. Hang on.
Yes, we do. We have a 443 area code.
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to know what the topic was about.
So we were talking about a bunch of topics. The initial topic was, and maybe you can chime in and give us a little insight real quick. The topic is, are you okay with moving in with your significant other before marriage, or would you prefer to wait until after marriage before you move in with the person? What are your thoughts?
I definitely would wait before I moved in with my significant other.
Okay.
I definitely think that coming to visit is definitely not like coming to stay.
I hear you.
I personally think that before you make the move and actually decide to move in with someone, that you need to really invest like some hardcore time into, you know, just maybe bunking up overnight a couple of times and actually seeing this person as the honeymoon period, honeymoon period is over first. It don't take people on to show their true colors, you know, because right. Once you move in and you go on at least and everything, you kind of lock yourself into a situation that sometimes can get very, very ugly.
I definitely agree.
Absolutely. I definitely say wait. You know, I mean, I've got roommates and I'm in a situation now where, so I want this person gone. And this is family. But, you know.
It's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
It is. I mean, because, you know, people talk a good game just to get what they want sometimes or what they need. And when the sheets are, you know, off and you see their actual character of how they live, how they think, how they operate as an individual, it's
right.
Not always pretty, you know. So I definitely say wait. I know times is hard, you know. Recession
right.
And everything going on. People want to shack up, you know, they kind of lower bills, but I definitely say wait.
You know,
that's different than what most people are saying. We appreciate the other.
Yeah, I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate that it wasn't you weren't just being different just to be different. You really had thoughts and ideas behind it, and it sounds like these are really your morals and values, and I think that's great. You almost made me a convert. You really did. You really made a lot of really good valid points. I really appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much.
I definitely thank you guys for having me, and I urge you to. I'm going to follow your show. I'm a first time listener. I'm also a first time person on Blog Radio, but I have my show also. Yes, and I'm urging everyone to. We're trying to get out there. We have a show tonight, actually, at 12. A little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Risque?
It's a little bit more, you know, we talk about everything. It's called Geeky Talk. You know, and we cover a lot of things. So I'm definitely going to follow you guys. I'm going to be messaging you, and I want you to, you know, listen and tell me what you think.
That sounds great. I will absolutely promote you if you follow me. That sounds great. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, so we've got just a few minutes. I really, really, that was awesome. I loved that. I loved the different point of view. But I want to real quick,
absolutely.
I know that we're kind of winding up. You can always catch us at our regular time on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. And then right after that is the Uncensored Radio, Your Guiltiest Pleasure, which is Monday through Friday at 9. And then on Saturdays, it's the Jake Petlum Show at 4 o'clock. I urge you to listen to him because he's very, very good. I've heard a lot of his stuff. He's actually quite brilliant. And if you don't love him, you'll fall in love with Jen. You can follow her at Mad Lou. You can always follow Christian and I. We are on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow Christian at FDMG225. Or you can follow me at iTopher2.
And our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/norulesjustmikes. I'm so, so happy that you guys tuned in to listen to us on a night that is normally not our night, but it really means a lot to us. Christian, you are, as always, amazing. Thank you for being
That's
such a great host.
Boom! Nailed it!
I've been waiting all night. You've been waiting all night for that shit. All right, guys, have a great night. Thank you so, so much for tuning in to us, and you can always listen to us next Tuesday because we're going to be here. Have a great night, guys. Thank you so much.
Peace out!
Also, Shaggy is not dead. Don't believe the hype.